Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1921, Oregon became the first U.S. state through its State Board of Aeronautics to begin licensing pilots and certifying handmade aircraft. 5 years later, the Federal Air Commerce Act declared the aircraft unsafe and illegal, and those who continued to build and fly them became known as Oregon Outlaws. Things changed in 1947 when George Bogardus assembled and flew a modified long, wimpy aircraft from Troutdale, Oregon to Washington, D.C. under a special license. Finally convinced that home-built airplanes were safe and reliable, the Civil Aviation Authority created an experimental aircraft category. For the first time, pilots could legally fly aircraft they had built themselves, and Bogardus eventually joined the Oregon Aviation Hall of Fame. An aviation museum at Cottage Grove, Oregon, houses artifacts for display and seeks to preserve the state's aviation history. The museum is in the Jim Wright Field Hangar at 2475 Jim Wright Way. Among the six pre-war home-built aircraft collected or being restored is a 1931 Springfield Cadet model designed and built in Springfield, Oregon by Jim McManaman. The aircraft is destined to be a static display and never fly again. Today's episode of As It was written by Emily Blakely, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.